For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting. A partnership is formed to bring job opportunities to young adults with disabilities in Northeast Arkansas. St. Bernard's Medical Center is working with Little Rock-based Access and the Arkansas Rehabilitative Services. Educators from area schools are being trained on the program, which is called Project Search. Vice President of Human Resources at St. Bernard's, Lori Smith, says the project will bring job training and employment assistance for those with disabilities.
I see that it will help with our employment rate. It will also help those families that might be fearful about what's going to happen to their child later on when the parents are no longer able to care for them. So it really helps provide opportunities for those individuals to come up with a career path and a plan where they can have a lot more independence than they've ever dreamed of.
The program provides 9 months of vocational training to those who qualify for the program. Project Search Arkansas Director Jenny Adams says the 20 educators being trained are the main drivers of the success of the program.
They're our main referral source. So they're the special education teachers who know that someone might be a fit for this program. And they also know young adults, after they graduated, they went home and they were unable to find employment. So they call up and say, hey, we found this really great program and we'd like for you to apply. And then they oftentimes help them through the application process to help them get in.
The program allows for those from the ages of 18 to 35 to apply for the program. Smith says a pool of employers is being formed to partner with Project Search.
We're going to be reaching out to many community partners, such as the group we're meeting with today. And what we anticipate is to have many, many more people apply than what we will have slots available for. But the great thing about this being an adult program that has opportunities for such a large age range is if someone doesn't get accepted in any given year, they can keep reapplying until we have the opportunity to put them into the program.
And Adams tells how this has impacted the lives of those who've gone through the program and are now employed.
In Little Rock, at least, since we have two programs there, we have some who have gone completely off governmental assistance. So that's really exciting. We've had several who never went on to state benefits because they didn't need it, because they were able to work full time. We have young adults who, once they find that they're employed and they're being successful, they start taking those next steps in their life and they go and take their driver's test. And then they start getting apartments, and that's really exciting.
Project Search has sites in Little Rock and Hot Springs. There are over 400 sites across 44 states and 6 countries. St. Bernard's is hosting the first work training site in eastern Arkansas. An additional site will start this fall in Malvern. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.